Hey, how are you? It's Pete Nero. Welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. Thanks for being here. Welcome to December 1st, 2020, and it's coming in with a bang. Anyway, I hope you're well. Hope everything is cool. And today I just wanted to do a quick little rant, actually a list. I think I did one of these before. 10 things that piss me off. 10 things that piss Pete Nero off. Well, there's many things that piss me off. I think that's one of the reasons why I, started this podcast, ranting and raving from hell and beyond and yo mama. But there's a lot of things that, and the older you get and the more shit happens, the more things piss you off. And a lot of times, I'm sure we share the same things that piss us off. So I have my list of 10 here. Let's just jump right into it. Why not, hey? So number one, no hand soap in a hotel room. You check into a hotel room, even one that's half decent, and they have every possible thing you can imagine. A coffee maker, coffee, tea, creams, towels, tampons, you name it. Everything but fucking hand soap. So if you have to wash your hands, you either only do it with water, or what are you supposed to do? Spit on your hands or use the fucking shampoo or the... I don't understand. I don't want to use shampoo to wash my hands. If you're paying like, $200 a night to stay in a hotel and they have every possible thing you can possibly imagine and there's no fucking bar of soap. Somebody must have forgot to put it in there. I understand. But it seems to happen a lot. Anyway, fuck it. Let's just roll this along. Speaking of which, this kind of like follows the same theme. Coffee that tastes like wet cardboard. Now, again, I found this in some hotel rooms, but I found this randomly here and there, even in coffee shops. I don't know why. Is it rancid or is it just a brand? You ever had a cup of coffee and you're looking forward to the cup of coffee and it's nice and hot and you go take a sip and it has cream, it has sugar in it, but it tastes like you're licking a fucking cardboard box that's been sitting in your flooded basement for a year. You ever had cardboard coffee? I don't know what it is. It's fucking gross, man. I'll just drink a fucking warm bath water. Oh, man. When you're on hold in, on the phone in queue and you lose the line after being on there for a fucking hour. Oh my God, I hate it when that fucking happens. You call someone, you call customer service, and you're on the phone for over an hour and you're waiting for your turn. Your call is very important to us. We'll get to you as soon as we possibly fucking feel like it. And then all of a sudden, click, 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 and you get the dial tone. Fuck, that pisses me off. This one I love. People who say to you, quote unquote, well, I think you should. People who tell you, well, I think you should, without being asked anything or without you giving a fuck. Really? You think I should do this or do that? Well, who the fuck are you? And get the fuck out of my face. I hate people like that. I think you should. Well, I don't give a fuck what you think. When a friend of a friend you just met, and after chatting for 5 minutes, they ask you for a big favor, not a small favor, something that, it's like, buddy, I'm not trying to be an asshole, I'm not trying to be antisocial, but when you just fucking meet someone, and they figure because you have a mutual acquaintance, hey, I haven't really established a relationship with you yet, but can you do this, or do you know how to rebuild an engine, or do you know how to build a house? It's like, Jesus Christ. It's just, maybe I'm a cranky motherfucker, man. I don't want to be given tasks, especially from someone I just fucking met. Anyway, the day you're supposed to take your car in for snow tires and there's a fucking blizzard, kind of like today. That's partly my fault. You put it off, and you got like bald slicks on your car. and you know, your car is slipping all over the place. The same day that you booked an appointment and you wake up and you go to bring your car to get fucking snow tires, you can't go anywhere because the car is going to be like a fucking toboggan going down the street because there's a blizzard and 5 inches of snow. Fuck me. Anyway, Netflix. Why does Netflix keep asking me if I'm still there? You ever sitting there watching a movie on Netflix? Sometimes right in the middle of the movie, and all of a sudden a little message comes up. Are you still there? Fuck, that pisses me off. I think it pisses a lot of people off. Hey, Netflix, if I'm still paying the monthly fee, I'm fucking still there. Knock it off. Unbelievable. Now we're starting to get into the really venomous stuff over here, which I've talked about before. You know, when you have, for example, toxic relatives that you cut out of your life because they're just toxic people, even though they're relatives or close friends or whatever, and you decide one day, fuck it, I've had enough. Fuck you, I don't want to hear from you anymore. So you tell them fuck off, but they don't seem to understand what fuck off means. What I mean is they keep hounding you and keep harassing you. What are you doing? And when the... Listen, you know what? I don't have to give you a reason. I have my own reasons, and I've already told you my reasons, and you don't seem to fucking understand them. I don't want you in my life, and maybe you don't want me in your life either, but they keep fucking hounding you and harassing you and asking you why. And this, you know what? Maybe there's no reason. Maybe I'm just fucking tired of smelling your ass and looking at your face. And when you tell them fuck off and you keep hearing from them, even months and years later, anyway, you know who you are out there. You know who you are. I should almost start a I should offer a course. I should offer a course. Pete Nero presents, what does fuck off mean? I should teach a course of what does fuck off mean. I think I could, yeah. Anyhow. And this one I love as well, which also is current with what everybody's going through right now. Moronic people who watch one news channel for 6 months and think that they're fucking experts at everything. You know, I know everybody has their theories and conspiracy theories, and they believe everything that they hear in the news, or they don't believe what they hear. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not getting into that because it's not my brand. That's not what I discuss. But you get these people who you know are complete morons. And, you know, 6 months ago or a year, they didn't even know what fucking country that they're in. And then all of a sudden, they can't shut the fuck up running around. Oh, you know, this and that. I saw it on, you know what? News networks are entertainment. The sooner you get that in your brain, the sooner. Oh, my God. You know, all these people, all of a sudden, they're fucking father wisdom and mother wisdom over here. Anyway. And last but not least, which kind of ties into a lot of things I've been talking about. People who get pissed off when you start treating them the way they've always treated you. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I love that one. I've seen many people, even on Twitter and Facebook, talking about that. And I've come across my fair share of fucking imbeciles like that. You know, you're trying to be nice, and you're trying to be open-minded, and you're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. And they see that as a sign of weakness or as a sign that they can shit all over you. And then, which is not true. And then one day, when their fucking slobbiness and ignorance and stupidity and just fucking social, people who are social slobs, and then when you finally have had enough of their shit, and this goes back to the fuck off thing, when you finally either start treating them the way that they treat you, they're like, oh, you know, because they're holier than thou and they're more important than you are. They're allowed to tell you what's on their mind. They're allowed to criticize everything in your fucking life. But God for motherfucking bid, you do the same to them. Anyway, I'm sure you guys can relate to this whole list. But anyway, here we are. Happy December. I love you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. You can always contact me on Twitter at Real Pete Nero. Real Pete Nero